I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, writing a personal statement for college.
Rachel Tour is the author of Admissions Confidential, an insider's account of the elite college selection process. She worked for 3 years in undergraduate admissions at Duke University in North Carolina.
Since then, one thing she's been doing is counseling college applicants on their essays.
And I did some work with international students, mostly students from England, who were applying to American colleges and universities. And, you know, they tend to write these very formal treatise-like documents. You know, this is who I am, and these are the things I've studied, and this is, you know, this is what I expect to study at university. And that may be fine for the UK system, but at least at American colleges and universities, it's a much more subjective process. The admission staff know all those things already. They know what courses they're taking. They know what their academic interests are. So really, you know, the rhetorical task of a document like that is to shed some insight into who the person is and how they think and what they're going to be like in the classroom, what they're going to be like in the dining hall, you know, what kind of a, you know, a friend they're going to be, how they're going to teach other students about the world.
Well, how do you go about doing that? What kind of advice would you give to a foreign student who's applying to college in the United States so that their personal essay doesn't sound typical?
I mean, well, one of the first things to understand is that it has to be personal. Good writing is vivid and specific in its details. What I often encourage students to write about is their families because, you know, everybody has a family and everybody's family is weird, you know, in one way or another. And I tend to encourage students not to write about the things like, this is a standard American essay. I went to a foreign country and discovered that poor people can be happy. You know, that there's a standard kind of mission trip essay where they go into another culture and bingo, they have this epiphany that there are people who are different from them, but in some ways they're similar and
they share similar,
you know, insights and values.
You saw this when you were at Duke?
I probably read about, you know, 1,200 essays just like that. And the thing is, it's an important experience for students to have. I'm just saying, when they write about it, they tend to be less insightful. You know, I had one of my favorite essays was by a student who started out saying, you know, my car and I are a lot alike. I drive a 1987 Buick Century. You know, it's brown and red. The red is rust. It goes from 0 to 60. Well, you know what? Actually, it never hits 60. You know, when it rains, it smells like a wet dog. But I love my car. And here are the reasons why. And by understanding what he was saying about his car, it gave me a sense of who he was as a person. And I think for foreign students, it feels often self-indulgent, it feels boastful, it feels immodest. But really, they don't have to be, you know, personal and spilling lots of, you know, gory details about, you know, things that we don't really want to know about. But they have to be specific to the person.
One of the things that that I think foreign students might be timid about is actually, you know, revealing not the gory details, as you say, but just revealing things about themselves, going personal.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's exactly antithetical to what they're taught in English classes, you know, and even in the United States, you know, the first thing that you do when you start teaching in college is you unteach the 5-paragraph essay. You know, there's an introduction, there are 3 supporting paragraphs, and then there's a conclusion. And, you know, one of the things that we try to do when they get to college is to say, you know what, it's more complicated than that. You know, and sometimes you can do it in 3 paragraphs, and sometimes you need 5 pages if it's a, more complex idea. So I think, you know, that the way they're taught to write in expository writing classes doesn't serve them well when they're asked to do different kinds of writing. You know, I worked with a student from China, and she was a very, very smart girl and a very, very good student. But she tended to overreach, and so she would use words that seemed more complex and more complicated and harder and bigger, but that didn't feel like they were really the way she expressed herself. So what I try and encourage students to do is, and I think it's harder when it's not your first language, but to be more conversational and less formal in this kind of writing, because, again, that allows voice and personality to come through.
Rachel Tour is now an assistant professor of creative writing at Eastern Washington University. More on this topic next week.
And that's Wordmaster for now. For more help with American English, go to voanews.com/wordmaster. With Roseanne Skirbel, I'm Avi Arditi.